Purim, today's Baba Kamad of Chof Vav, and we are by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chof Ham and Beis. Matza Begal. You find the Metzia in a gal, which is a pile of stones, or heap is a nice word. Uvikaisel Yashon, or in an old wall. You found the Metzia inside the wall. Harir Shalit, Allah is going to be. It belongs to you. You're allowed to keep it. Matza Bekaisel Yachadosh. However, if you found it in a new wall, so this wall was bordering Rosh Hashanah, meaning on the inside was someone's private property, on the outside was Rosh Hashanah. So if you found it in that wall, it depends. If it was on the outer half of the wall, meaning facing Rosh Hashanah, from the midway point of the wall, closer to Rosh Hashanah, then Shaloi, it's going to belong to him, and he's allowed to keep it, because we're going to be telling that someone from Rosh Hashanah probably stuck it in from that side, from the Rosh Hashanah side of the wall, and put it into the wall, and therefore that guy is bygones, it doesn't belong to the guy on the inside, and whoever found it, it's going to be Shaloi. However, if it's on the inner half of the wall, closer to the Balabais' side, closer to the house, then Shalabais, it's going to belong to the Balabais, because Minastam, we're going to say that he is the one that put it there. In my Maskira, however, if this was a house that he used to rent out, it was a rental, short-term rental unit, and really it had new tenants all the time, and therefore he used this as an Airbnb, so there were always new people, so even if it came from the inside, Mechetesi, it was, which one of them was it? It wasn't the Balabais. There's always different people over there, and therefore, the halacha is going to be Imayim Maskir La'achirim. If it used to be rented to other people, then Afilu B'Secha Bayis Arishalai. Even if you find it inside the house, it's going to belong to you. And the reason is because you can't be Mevar exactly which one of the people it came from, and that's why it's going to belong to you. Zot the Gemara. So we have a Bryson that explains the reason you're allowed to keep it in this situation, because he's able to tell him, meaning whoever finds this item in the wall is able to tell the Balabais, who might come and claim that it says, that Shalem Eroim, that, you know, it actually, I could claim that it belonged to the Emirim, like the Emirim, like one of the Zion Amamim, one of the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael before the Yidden even conquered it. So how do you know, maybe an Amiri lived in this all the way back thousands of years ago, before you came into Eretz Yisrael, before your parents and grandparents came into Eretz Yisrael, and he lived over here, and he put it over here, so maybe it belonged to that Emirim, who said it belongs to you, and that's why he's allowed to keep it. Says the Gemara, Atu Emirim, Mitzani, Yisrael, Mitzani, I don't understand. Only Emirim hide things in walls, and Yisraelim don't hide things in walls? How can you be telling that it belongs to the Emirim from 1,000 years ago? Maybe Yisrael also lived in there before and put something there, says the Gemara, Leitzich, I'll tell you how we're able to assume that. The Shotich Tvir, because we're dealing with the case where it was a very, very old item. This was an antique that he found inside. And it's something that was all rusted up. The shtich tvei was all rusted up. And therefore, we could be told that it actually is very old. And that's why he has this interesting taina to say, shal emarin hein. Said the Mishnah right there, the koisel chadosh mechatzav lechutz shaloi mechatzav lefnim shal balabais. In a new wall, however, so it depends. Again, if you find it in the old wall, then you're allowed to keep it. Why? He could say, shal emarim inu. But if you find it in a new wall, then it depends which half of the wall it's in. If it's closer to the house, it belongs to the balabais. If it's closer to the outside, then we can be told that someone from Rosh Hashanah put it there and you're going to be allowed to keep it. Amr Rabashi says, sakina basar kato, meaning Rabashi's coming and saying, that doesn't apply to every type of item. Let's say you find a knife in it, so a knife comprises of the blade and a handle. So how would someone put a knife into a wall? Probably by holding the handle and sticking the knife in. Well, if so, you could very much tell which side he put it in from. Because sakina, basar kato, you're going to go after the handle. Whichever way the handle is facing, that's obviously the side that it was put in. So if it's facing the house, so it was put in from the balabais side, and it's going to belong to him. If it's facing the Rosh Hashanah, then clearly it was put in by someone in Rosh Hashanah, and that's why he's going to be able to keep it. So Rashi says, Sakina basar kata, v'kisa batar shinsei, also as it relates to a kiss, a wallet, someone would put in, basar shinsei, you go after the straps of this wallet, whatever the type of purse this was. The point is, you go after the straps, and same idea, whichever way the straps are facing, we're going to go after that. Says Gemara, v'lamasnis, in the ketani, mechatzav lechutz shaloi, mechatzav lefnim shalva abayis, v'lechzi kata legavi kata labar. I don't understand. So our Mishnah then told us it depends what side of the wall it's on. Is it closer to the inner half or the outer half? Why should it matter? We go after where the handle is. Look which place it was stuck in from. Says the Gemara, ishin se legavi shin se labar. Yeah, so why don't we look at the handle of the knife, or look at the straps of the purse. Why are we relying on the fact that it's halfway this way, halfway that way? Just see which way it was put in. And says the Gemara, Masnesin, Bodur Benasa, and Echanami. Our Mishnah is talking about something without a handle. Our Mishnah is talking about something that you can't tell which way it was put in, because it doesn't have a handle. Be'udra, which is like moichin, it's like stuffing, or a Venaska, you found a silver bar in there. The point is, these things don't have handles, and it was put in, and you have no idea which way it was put in from. So, Minastam, if it's on the inner half, it belongs to the Balabais. If it's on the outer half, then you're going to be allowed to keep it. Says the Gemara, Tano, we learned in the Braisa, my custom Mulaman, if the Kaisa was full of it, meaning the full width was stuffed with all these different chafetzim, the halacha is going to be chalkin. You're going to split it because you can't tell which side it's closer to. It's literally full from one end to the other, and therefore you're going to be chaylik, meaning the person who found it is going to split it with the Baal HaBayis. Says Gemara Peshitta, it's pashut, when you don't have a way to prove which way it's more shayach to, so that's regular suffik who belongs to him, we're going to split it. Says Gemara Leitzuch and the Meshapa Bechad Giz. The chiddush would be where it's actually tilted one way. So I would think, Ma'udatema ishtefuche ishtefuch. So I would think, since it's tilted one way, maybe it was actually put on the other side, and because of the slant, it rolled down the hill to the other side, but really we could be telling that it was actually on the other side. And says the Gemara, Kamash Malan, that we don't say such a thing and we're still going to split it. Says the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah, if you used to rent out this house to other people, then even if you found the Metziah in the house, it's going to belong to you. Says Gemara, Vamai, why do we say that? Why do we go after the last guy? Meaning, see who rented this house last, and Milastam, he's probably the guy that left it there. Because if not, there were a lot of people since then, and if they would have seen this thing, they probably would have taken it. And it's not going to be there, and therefore, why aren't we toile that this that you found was from the last guy that was there? It makes a lot of sense. Lezel Basar Basar, why don't we go after the last guy? Milatnan, by the way, I actually have a precedent for that in the following Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Shkalim. Ma'ois, money that was found in Yerushalayim, but specifically by where they used to sell animals. And you find money over there. Le'oilam Maiser, the halach is going to be, doesn't matter what time of year it was, it's going to be considered Maiser Sheni. And we're going to be toile that money is Maiser Sheni. Why? Because we know that people bring their Maiser Sheni up to Yerushalayim. And what do you do with it? You usually go to the animal shop and you buy animals with the Maiser Sheni. Why? Because people buy for their Karmen Shlomim. The point is that we have to be toile, it doesn't matter when you found it next to there, we're going to be toile that it's actually Maiser Sheni money, because again, people are bringing all this Maiser Sheni money. They don't always have what to do with it, but it might be left there, it might be lost there. The point is, that's where you would bring the Maiser Sheni money. And no matter when you find it, we're going to be toile that it's Maiser Sheni Barabais. If you find money on Har HaBayis, then it depends. Then Chulin. It's going to be Chulin, meaning it actually doesn't depend. If you find it on Har HaBayis, it's going to be considered Chulin. The money has no Kedusha, not Maaser Sheni. It's going to be considered Chulin. Doesn't matter when you found it, even if you found it during the Regel, even if you found it during one of the Regalim, that it's super populated time to come with your Maaser Sheni money, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be considered Chulin. And the reason is, as we're going to see in a minute, because we're Toile that we go after most of the year. And then today, most of the year is not the Regel. And therefore, it's probably going to be considered Chulin. We're going to see why it's different in Yerushalayim and by the animal shop. The point is, if you're Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, then it depends where you found it. Over here, it depends. B'sharim es Hashanah, if I, during the regular year, not one of the regalim, then chulin. If you find this money, it's going to be considered chulin, because raiv money in the regular year is chulin, and it's not ma'aser sheni b'shas haregel, hakol ma'aser. If you find it during the regal, then it's going to have the chazaka of ma'aser, and the reason is because most of the money at that time during the regal is brought up as ma'aser sheni money, and you have to be told that it's ma'aser. So, v'omar of Shmaya bar ze'era, he explains, that my time, what is the reason that you're Yerushalayim is different. Why is Yerushalayim? That it depends. By everything else, it doesn't depend. But Yerushalayim, meaning on Har HaBayis, it's always considered chulin. By the animal shop, it's always Maaser Sheni. But in Yerushalayim, it actually depends on the time. If it's during the regal, then it's going to be considered Maaser Sheni. If it's during the regular year, then it's not going to be considered Maaser Sheni, and it's going to be chulin. Why does it matter? Why aren't we toile? Just like we said by Har HaBayis, that in the end of the day, the roiv is the most of the year, and most of the year it's probably not going to be Maaser Sheni money. It should be chulin, just like we said by Har HaBayis. Or if Shmaya Bar Ze'era explained that since they used to sweep Yerushalayim, the streets of Yerushalayim, every single day, the street cleaners would come every single day, so for sure they would have found it, and for sure they cleaned it up, and therefore any money that you found today, so it came from today. So if it's during the regal, we assume it's most of the money that's the regal, which is Maaser Sheni, and if it's during the regular year, so it's probably money from the regular year that's not Maaser Sheni, it would be considered regular chulin. That's why it matters, because again, since they sweep every day, the money that you found is mistama from today, so it matters what time. That's why in Yerushalayim it matters. Alma, Amrinan, what do we see though? What, by the way, I mean, first of all, why Har HaBayis would be different? It's mountainy, it's this, we walk barefoot. The point is that this only applies to Yerushalayim. But Alma, Amrinan, but what do we see? And by the way, that's why in Har HaBayis, we're going to be toilet no matter when you found it, that it's chulin, because it came from most of the year. Because even though you found it now, it's not swept in every day, and therefore maybe it could actually come. Maybe it could have been from a month ago. And therefore, we're going to be telling that it's chulin. But either way, what do we see? From the fact that in Yerushalayim, we're going to be telling that it's from today, and it's not from yesterday, because they sweep it every day, then what do we see? Amar Amrinan, we clearly say that kamay kamay azlu, vehani achrinininu, that any other metziyos aren't around anymore, because it was swept up, and these are the last ones. So we're always telling that it's from the last possible time. So we're telling, if we find it during the regal, that this is money from the regal. If we find it during the year, well, this is money from the year. It was probably from today. So we're telling that it's the last possible time. So, if so, we should say the same thing over here. This a long-winded raya, but we should say the same thing over here, that kama kama azal, that really the first avedus, anything that would have been in that house, already left. And by the way, the house is probably, it's probably a cleaning crew in between. The point is, everyone's there in between, so they would have taken the avedus. So we say kama kama azal, anyone that's in the house, again, this house that's rented out to different people, so any avedus that would have been there, that's already gone. Nahani, the thing you just found is the basur. You go after the latest possible time, just like in Yerushalayim, you go after the latest possible time. So if it's during the regal, you assume it's going to be maaser sheni. So too, over here, if you find this avedus from the last possible time, it should be considered the last guy's. Why do we say you get to keep it? Because there's a lot of people. We should say that the hani the baster who it should belong to the last guy according to the same cheshbon we made in the Mishnah in Shkalim. Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said Mishnah Bar Kapara. In the name of Bar Kapara, the case is, I'll tell you why, because the last person that was there was not one person. It was three different Israelim, three different Yidden that were there, and therefore, since there's three people that were there last, and you don't know which one to give it to, that's why you're allowed to keep it. If there was one person, and you know for sure, you go after the last person, then you would give it to that person. Since there was three different people, you don't know which one it fell from, and that's why you're not going to give it back to them. Says the Gemara, Shmami Na, if so, I would seem to have a raya, that halach, that we had a few daf ago, that afilu b'rav Yisrael, that the halachos like Rav Shimon ben Elazar that said if you find an aveda in a place where there's a rabin, there's a lot of people, you're allowed to keep it. Is that going to be true? Afilu b'rav Yisrael, even if it's Rav Yisrael, even if that rabin, that a lot of people, that majority of people that they said if you find an aveda over there, even if they're yidden, that's going to be true because over here there was three people and therefore you're allowed to keep it. Ah, because there was three people, what? So the halachos like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even by Rav Yisrael, says the Gemara Elamar of Menashe bar Yaakov, not necessarily. Menashe bar Yaakov explains that really kigan shasay punduk l'shashav dekham. You don't have to say they was Yisraelim. Maybe the last people that rented were Goyim, who said they were Yidden. Maybe he made it a punduk, maybe he rented it out to three of the kacham, to three akum. And by the way, Rashi explains, once we come onto this, you don't need three. It could even be one, because we know avedas akum. Even if you know vade, we go after the last guy. And it's not pshat that we need three of them now because you don't know who to give it back to, and that's why you're allowed to keep it. No, once it's an alkum, so avedas alkum is mutter. Even if you know for sure that we go after the last guy, and if you know who that last guy is because there's only one, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to keep it if he's a guy because avedas alkum is allowed to keep. But either way, the same way we said the last thing, we're also saying punduk l'shleish alav dekacham. But you made it punduk l'shleish alav dekacham, and that's why you're not going to give it back to him, and that's why you're allowed to keep it. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman gives a different answer. That Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua afilu teim l'shleish Yisrael. We could even say that the last tenants that stayed there for the short term rental were three yidden, and still you're allowed to keep it. Why my taima? Because ahud nafal minemi yayish. Because the person who it fell from, the one of these three yidden who actually dropped the $100, he was miyayish. Why was he miyayish? Memer armor, or not the $100, something with a simon, lechura. But the point is, he was miyayish. Why was he miyayish? Because memer armor, he feels to himself the michti. Let's see. In a shokhin le'avi ba'adei elahani. I was in this house, I shared the room only with these other two people. He was there with two other yidden, there were three yidden altogether. And he feels that, listen, I lost this wallet, whatever he lost, I lost it, and there were only two other people with me. So obviously, they're the ones that took it and found it, because that's what he feels. We know the truth. It's this other guy that found it. But the point is, he feels that they for sure took it. So klape him, he's going to be miyash. Why? Because he's going to feel to himself like this. I already told him a few times to give it back to me. Listen, he's really confident that one of them took it, because at the end of the day, he shared the room with these two other people. Who else could have taken it? It's gone. So I already told him a few times, and they're not giving it back to him, back to me. What? But now something is going to be different? Now they're going to give it back to me? If they wanted to give it back to me, they would have already. And that they didn't give it back to me. But that tayu lemigzala, they probably want to steal it. And therefore, he already gives up hope. There's nothing he could do. He assumes that one of them took it. He's not getting it back. So he 100% wants miyash. So Rav Nachman says, I could even tell you that the case is, the reason you're not giving it back to the last people that were there, even though we saw good raya lechura from the Mishnah in Shkalin, that we go after the last guy, is because there were three Yisraelim there. If there were three Yisraelim there, then he was for sure Meyayish. So we don't have to say that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Lazar Afilu Rav Yisrael. We don't have to come on to that. We can just say that we know over here there's an Amdan Amud Muchach to say that he was Meyayish because he feels that one of the other people took it and he already denied it a few times as he had this conversation clearly with them. The point is that he feels he's not going to get back. He was Meyayish, and that's why you're allowed to keep it. But Azr Nachman the Tameh says, Gemara Nachman is going Lishita Seidah. Amr Nachman says, Ro'o Sela Shenafel Mishnaim Chayv La'achzer. If you see a Sela that fell from one of two people, you have to give it back. Why? My time. Oh, what's the reason? Because I would not have miyash. The person that it fell from, the person that dropped the coin, he is not miyash. Why not? Because Meimar Amar, he's going to say, let's see, he's going to make a similar cheshbon. I was only with one other person. So only one other person could have picked it up. Now again, we know the truth. It was someone totally unrelated that was standing across the field and watching this unfold, and he found the coin. But the guy at the time was sitting on the bench with one other guy. So Hahud Navam Mina Miyash, he's not gonna be Miyash again because Maymar Omar Michli Inishina Lehabadai, I was only with one other person, Nikitale Va Aminale Antu the Shakalte. I'm gonna take him, I'm gonna be toiveya him and tell him that you're the one that took the coin and I want it back. And why would that matter, by the way? Because once it's one person, he feels very confident about it. And if he's toiveya him, he could force the person to take a shvuas hases, and he feels he's 100% going to get it back. So he was not miyayish. So if you find that from that fell from one of two people, you actually have to give it back to him. Why? Because of this whole convoluted cheshbon he's going to make to himself. That's wrong, by the way. Still, because of this cheshbon that he makes, he is not miyayish. Once he's not miyayish, you have to give it back to him. But bishloisha. But if it fell from one of three people, then it's already different, Rav Nachman says. Why? Because he doesn't have to give back my time, meaning the other random person that found the coin that fell from one of these other three people, he doesn't have to give back my time, because the first person it fell from is for sure Miyash, because Meimar Amar, he says, Michti, let's see, there were two other people with me. If I ask him that, did you take my coin? He's going to say no. And if I'm Tevea, the other guy, he's also going to tell me Leshikalti. And since they can each knock me off to the other one, I'm not going to have any success. I'm not going to get the coin back. And that's why he's in the ice right away. So if it falls from one of three people, you're going to be allowed to keep it. And the same reason would apply over here. So Nachman Lashitasa again, because over here there's three people. And that's why he feels that I'm not going to be getting it back from them for the same reason. And that is Rav Nachman's answer to what's going on over here. Amar Rava said, "Hi, Amar B'shoisha, inachayv la'achzir." That the Rav Nachman just said that if you saw something drop from one of three people, you don't have to return it. Amar El Deles B'shav Apruta L'Chol Chad L'Chad. Rava severely limits this. That's only true if there's not a shav pruta for each one, meaning it was less than three prutas. Because if it was a shav pruta for each one, meaning maybe there was, if what you found that dropped from one of the three people was actually worth at least three prutas, aval isbe shav pruta l'kol chav d'chad, then chav l'achzir. You actually would be chav l'achzir. My time, what's the reason? Emar shutfin in avalei miyash. Because we could say that maybe they were actually shutfin. Maybe they were shutfin. Maybe they were partners in this item. One of them was holding for them. That he's denying it to the other people, maybe he's just messing with them. You know, partners mess with each other sometimes. But in the end of the day, he's not miyash. And the guy knows that, listen, the other guy probably has it. My partner has it. He's going to give it back to me in the end of the day. We're all going to split it. In the end of the day, we're all shutfin. Everything's on the books over here. And therefore, he's pretty confident he's going to get it back. He's not miyayish, so you have no right to assume, meaning you don't know that they're not partners, so you have no right to assume that they're not partners, and that's why maybe they're actually partners, and which would result in them not being miyayish. So if there's a shavapruta for each one, you have to assume that, listen, there's a shavapruta for each one, and you don't have to give it back, and you would have to give it back to them again because of this cheshbon, maybe they're partners in it. But if there's not a shavapruta in each one, then you actually would not have to give it back to them, and the reason is because if there's not a shavapruta, let's say there were three people, but there was only two prutas, then even if they are partners, you would split it between them, and they each get less than a shav pruta. That we know is considered nothing, and therefore you wouldn't have to give it back if it's less than a pruta lekol chad vechad. Iko de Amri, some had a different version. The Amar Rav said, "Afal gav de less be'al shav shtei prutas." Even in the case where the three people and you only find two prutas, still chav lachzer. You still chav the hachzer. Aye, there's less than a pruta for each one. My time, what's the reason? I'll tell you. Because emar shutfininu. Maybe they're actually shutfin. V'chad minayu achule achle neminasei gav bechafri. Maybe one of them was meichel his share. One of them was meichel his share over to his friend, and it comes out that each one now there's two people left, and therefore he has a shav pruta. Each one has a shav pruta, and therefore there still would be a chiyuv. Hashava, zok the gemar, v'amar rav. Rav says another halacha. Rav says, shenafla, if someone sees a sela coin that fell, and he picked it up and took it. So, what's the halacha? Was he over in a havera? So it depends. If he took it, not to lifnei yush, if he took it before the bailim was miyash, and how would you know, by the way? Because you saw him. Before he actually checked as well. We have a bitzok that knows, adamas and the mashmash b'kisa b'chal shah, and he would know, okay, but you saw the guy, he didn't check as well yet. He doesn't even know that it was gone. So if he doesn't know that it was gone, he was for sure not miyash. So not to lifnei yush, if you took it before that point that it was miyash, amanas l'goizel, if you took an amanas l'goizel, you took an amanas to steal it and keep it and not give it back, over b'kulon, you are over on all the following yisurim. Mishum from the lav for the lav of leisigzal mishum hashiv teshivim the chiyuv that you have to return a lost object hashiv teshivim you're over that as well mishum leisucha leisalim that's the lav to not pretend like you didn't see anything leisucha leisalim you have to pick it up in aveda when you see it the afal gav the chazal achirish and by the way even if you end up giving it back after he was miyash so you stole it from him al menas legoizla before he was miyash and after he was miyash you actually decided to do the right thing and give it back to him it doesn't matter matana with the avle once he's miyash it's not his anymore and therefore you stop giving him a matana v'yisur the aved aved and the isur that you did you already did, and it's not going to help you right now. It's too late. Natal lefnei yush, however, if you took it before yush, amanas lachzira. So again, you took it before yush, not amanas legozlo, not amanas to steal it, but rather amanas lachzira. You took it amanas to return to him. Ulachir yush neskav legozlo, but once he was miyash, now you know that he was miyash. Now you decide, once he's miyash, you decide to steal it and keep it for yourself. Then over mishum hashiv tishivim, you're over because of hashiv tishivim, the chiyuv of hashiv tishivim, that you're over, but the other ones you're not. Because loisigzol, you're not over because at the time that you took it, you did not take it to steal. You took it to give it back. And also, leisucha leisalim, you're not over because at the end of the day, you weren't ma'alim. You literally picked it up in order to give it back to him. You didn't pretend like you didn't see it. You didn't overlook the aveda and not take it up. And therefore, the only thing you're going to be over in this case is hashiv teshivim himtin la achin nesiyashu abalim. What if you waited until the balim are in the siyashu? Meaning, you waited, you saw him drop the coin, and you figured, you know what, I'll just wait a few minutes, see till he checks his pockets and realizes he doesn't have it, till Rabbi Yitzchak's memra comes in. And therefore, once he checks his pockets, he's going to realize he lost. He's going to be miyash. And then he took it. So if you waited there, him to launch and Yashua by him, you waited until he was miyash. Vinato, and only afterwards you took it. The only thing you're going to be over is leisucha lesalim, because you were mesalim in the beginning. But you didn't go and actively do that Shabbos Aveda. Instead, you waited, and that's why you're going to be over. Someone who sees that his friend dropped a coin in the sand. And then he found it and picked it up and took it. You don't have to give it back to my time. What's the reason? Because as soon as he dropped it, that guy who dropped it, he was miyash. And by the way, even if you see him coming back with sifters and kelim and trying to find it and sifting the sand, and he's coming back with metal detectors, it doesn't matter. You're still able to keep it. Why? Because we assume that he was 100% miyash. Why is he doing all these big shenanigans? We assume that he's assuming actually that the same way I just lost this big diamond over here, so too other people probably lost things over here. So at least I'll find something. I lost this big thing over here, but at least I'll find something on his own thing he gave up on. But he's coming back on the tzad, because he figures the same way I lost something, maybe other people lost something, and he's going with his metal detector down and up the beach, and therefore, he was miyash 100%, that's why you're going to be able to keep it. One last sugya, zot the Mishnah, if you find an aveda in a store, harilu shleh, it belongs to you. Why? Because there's a rabbim in the chanus. Baruch Hashem, business is booming, and there's always a lot of people there, and therefore, the bailam are miyash if they lose something over there, and it's going to belong to you. However, if there's reason to assume that it belongs to the storekeeper, and not it was lost by a random store goer, then how would we know that, by the way? Because Bein HaTeva V'Chenveni, if it was between the Teva and the Chenveni, you have to know the setup of how it used to be. But the point is that the Teva is like the table where you used to put all the wares. The Chenveni would sit a little bit in front of the table, and therefore, if it was between the Teva and the Chenveni, so anything behind him, that's usually where he keeps his own stuff, and therefore, Shalchenveni, it's going to belong to the Chenveni, meaning the storekeeper. Lefnei Shulchani, additionally, by Shulchani, which is a money changer, if you find something before him, Lefnei Shulchani, meaning in front of him on the floor, it's going to belong to you, because again, in front of them, that's like the store. There's a lot of people there, probably dropped from one of them. If it was between the chair and the Shulchani, the chair, by the way, Rashi explains, is where the Shulchan is on top of their chair, but if it was in between the two things, then then it's going to belong to the Shulchani. Again, it's very similar to the store, in between the two places. That's a place where it belongs more to the Shulchani. Someone who buys Peres from his friend, or his friend sent him Peres, and he found money in the Peres. He's allowed to keep it. It's ruined. If they were tied up and bundled, however, then he has a chiv of Shavuot Aveda, and he has to be Macher. Zok the Gemara, Amar Belazer Belazer says, Afilu menachna agabe ashulchan, agabe shulchan. This that we said, that if someone finds money before the shulchani in front of the money changer, he's allowed to keep it. That's not only true if it's on the floor in front of the money changer. That's true. Afilu menachna agabe shulchan. Even if it's on top of the table, he's allowed to keep it. Says Gemara Tana. And let's see if that works with the Mishnah. Lifnei shulchan erei shalei. The Mishnah said, if you find it in front of the shulchani, it's going to belong to you. You're allowed to keep it. What is lifnei mashma? Lifnei is mashma before the shulchani on the floor. Ha'agabi shulchan. So the diak would be that if it's on the table already, then the shulchani, it's going to belong to the shulchani. And maseva. Let's see if that same diak is going to work on the seifa. The seifa says, bein akisiv l'shulchani. If it's between the chair and the shulchani, that's more removed than back than shulchani. Then it's going to belong to the shulchani. Ha'agabi shulchan, which is a little bit less than that. If it's on the shulchan, then shalai, it's going to belong to him. So we have opposite diukim from the Mishnah. So elamei halek ala mashma mino. So from the Mishnah, we have no raya because in the end of the day, the resha is one way and the seifa is another way. So how did Rabbi Elazar know to come in and say in the beginning of the Gemara that if you found it on the table, it's still going to belong to you and you're allowed to take it? And then today the Mishnah is opposite diukim. It's a little bit of a steer of which way we're going to go in the Mishnah. So we don't see anything from the Mishnah. So where did Rabbi Elazar see this from? So Rav explains, Masnis and Kshise. I'll explain. Because our Mishnah was a little bit of a problem for him. Because this is where he saw it from. Because Mayri Ditani Ben HaKisei L'Shulchani, Shal Shulchani. Why did the Mishnah have to say that between the Kisei and the Shulchani, between the chair and the Shulchani, and if you find it over there, then it's going to belong to the Shulchani. Listni Al Shulchan, if it was true, that if you found it on the table itself, it would belong to him, then say that case. That's even less. And if it even belongs to the Shulchani, if you found it on the table, then Kol Shekhen in a case where it's between the Kisei and the Shulchani. Again, we need a little bit of Metzias how it was, but the point is, on the Shulchan is a little bit less Shaykh to only him. And therefore, the Mishnah should have just said, if you found it on the Shulchan, it's going to belong to the Shulchani. Inami, or it could have said, Matzah B'Shulchanos. Or why didn't it just say Matzah B'Shulchanos? Meaning, if you found it in money changing stores, then it's going to belong to him. The same way the Rishon said that Matzah B'Chanos, if you find it in a store generally, then it's Shalor, then it's going to belong to him. Why did the Mishnah have to change its Lashon and say Lifnei Shulchani, which sounds like very much before, in front of the Shulchani, which is Mashma, even on the table in front of the Shulchani, it's going to belong to him. So Elosh Mamina, what do we see? It shows us that even if it's literally on the table, it's going to belong to you and you're allowed to keep it. We continue to see in the Mishnah, someone who bought Paris from his friend and he found money inside, he's allowed to keep it. Rish Lakish says, that's only true that he's allowed to keep the money he finds in the Paris that he bought from his friend is when he bought it from a merchant. He bought it from a merchant because the merchant buys it from someone else. It's whole food chain over here. He buys it from someone else. So you have no idea where this money actually came from. You're not told that it came from the person you bought it from. And that's why you're allowed to keep it. But if you buy the pairs from the Baal HaBayis himself, then chayav lachzir, because you know exactly where the money came from. You bought it from the first source. And therefore, since you bought it from the Baal HaBayis, you're going to be chayav lachzir because the money is clearly his. There was actually a Tana that taught this over. A Tana meaning someone who said over braises. He said over this braise before him. Nachman, he had this in the form of a braise. That loishan and lekech min atagar, av lekech min Baal HaBayis, chayav lachzir. Nachman said this to this Amoira, who was saying over this brisa in front of Rav Nachman, he said, "V'chi Baal HaBayis ba'atzmei Dashon." I don't understand. Even when it comes from the Baal HaBayis, we give it back because we assume 100% of the Baal HaBayis. Why? The Baal HaBayis himself, he was the one that was Dashon. He was Dashon in the field. He gathered all the pears and he did all the avaida that it for sure was processed by him, and he put in the money. He has workers. He has other people, so maybe it came from them. The same reason by the Tagar, we assume this. Why don't we assume this by the Baal HaBayis? Some are they. So this person who was saying over this braisa in front of Nachman, he said, "Isme, oh, I hear you have a good cash on the braisa. Should I delete the braisa?" So Nachman told him, "Not necessarily, because I have a way to work it into the braisa." And Echanami, we'll just say the braisa is talking about a case where this avoid was not done al yedei other people, but rather was done al yedei his avodim and shivchos hakenanim, and therefore mashkana eved kuna rabbi. So even if it was them that put the money, it belongs to this guy, and that's why you're going to be chayv lachzir. Sorry, you're going to give it back to this person who for sure it came from. Afreilich and Borim.